From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggiapinto. A senator from Salt Lake City is pushing legislation to study environmental impacts of the controversial inland port on neighboring cities. Democrat Luz Escamilla sponsored the bill, but environmental activists at the meeting called on the state to abandon the entire project. Escamilla says while it does not address all the problems of the port, this bill will help communities voice their concerns.
And it's going to look different in Salt Lake City. That's going to look in Ogden. And that's why it's given that amplitude of opportunity for those communities to define that through the Inland Port Authority.
A Senate committee unanimously passed the bill. Now it's on to the full Senate. Opponents of a huge development approved by the Salt Lake County Council this week have announced a referendum to gather signatures to turn back the council decision. Lauren Palmer of Utah for Responsible Growth spoke before hundreds of Harriman area residents last night who opposed the master planned community.
Our goal is to see responsible growth preceded by proper regional planning. We are not against development. We are not against high density development. We support balanced growth that includes all types of housing.
But the group believes land use decisions should be made at the local level. In a statement, County Mayor Jenny Wilson says her approval comes after months of negotiation over several iterations of the proposed Olympia Hills development. Wilson says the alternative is continued sprawl, loss of open space, and impacts on quality of life. Lisa Brown, who organized Utah for Responsible Growth, told the audience they'll have 45 days to collect some 40,000-plus signatures of registered voters to put a measure on the ballot. After a spirited debate yesterday, the Utah Senate voted to approve a bill that cracks down on distracted driving. KUER's Sonia Hudson reports.
Current law prohibits drivers from writing and reading texts and emails and dialing a phone number, among other things. But under this bill, drivers would be barred from holding a cell phone, although they could still use the hands-free functions of their phone and swipe or tap it to activate those functions. Republican Senator Don Ipson is the bill's floor sponsor.
If drivers hold a phone in their hands, they can be pulled over. The texting bill has been complicated for law enforcement to deal with because of that. This eliminates that.
During discussion on the bill, several lawmakers emphasized the dangers of distracted driving. More than 3,000 people across the nation died from it in 2017. That's according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. But Republican Senator Jake Anderegg says under these laws, some people will just switch to holding their phones in their laps and look further away from the road to use them.
Pragmatically, this law will create more accidents because people are not going to stop utilizing their phone, especially for legitimate reasons.
The bill needs one more vote in the Senate before heading to the governor's desk. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
An uneasiness around coronavirus continues to grow across Utah, as do ideas on how to prevent its spread. At the state capitol building, handshake-free zones have been created. Governor Gary Herbert says people should take precautions by washing their hands more often and...
We should cover our mouths when we cough, keep a hanky with you. Again, bring back the elbow bump rather than handshake. And if we do that, we'll slow down the spread of the virus.
Elsewhere, a major conference scheduled by the management company Qualtrics for mid-March in Salt Lake City has been canceled. And two Utah Valley University games have been called off by a school in Chicago amid concerns of the virus. As water becomes more scarce in the West, a new analysis found that a surprising amount is going to the cows. But as the Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports, researchers also found a solution.
Researchers at Northern Arizona University worked with an international team to map where Western water starts and where it ends up in cities. It found that nearly half of all water consumption in the West either went directly to cows or watered crops to feed cows. But that study had an answer. Pay more farmers to leave fields temporarily dormant or fallow. Here's Ben Ruddle, who co-authored the study.
A very large fraction of the Western water crisis and the depletion of rivers in the West, including the Colorado River, can be directly addressed by fallowing beef and dairy feed crops like alfalfa and hay.
That's assuming governments would be willing to subsidize fallowing programs. But Ruddle says funding those programs now could keep rural Western communities from drying up in the future. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
And I'm Diane Maggiapinto, KUER News.